Folks, it's DJ Abraham starting up my show. Toss got some donuts. Yeah, sorry for starting up late. I don't know, there were some technical difficulties happening in the studio. Yeah, I'm just gonna start the show off with the first song. Is from I'm gonna play is from Colors Graffiti 6. Yeah, the name of the album is Colors, the name of the band is Graffiti 6, and the name of the song is Stare Into the Sun. Well, we can't stare into the sun right now because there's no sun outside. It's still like dark outside. Here it goes, folks.
There ain't a cloud in the sky or nothing. I see the birds, they fly on something. This is the summer. It's the summer full of color, baby. Ooh.
Yep. I need your love too. I hope you guys continue to listen to the show. Again, the name of the title is Toss God Some Donuts. It's a new show that just started up last week on Thanksgiving Day. And, wow. Right now, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM at Vancouver, UBC. We're just going to move along to the next song. This is from the album The Burning Hell by Men Without Hats. And the name of the song is Pop Goes the World.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, Pop Goes the World by Men Without Hats, performed by The Burning Hell.
Have you heard Pop Goes the World? Jenny played keyboard, Johnny played drums, they called Little Baby and a big bottle. Everybody tell me, have you heard Pop Goes the World? Goes something like this.
Songs is coming for you guys, my friends. Yep, a lot more songs. And that song, you see how hurry that song was, ready to go. I just want to pick me. I want to go. Well, I'm gonna play for the next song. I'm gonna play for you is from Hannah Georgias. Name of her album's Hannah Georgias. Name of the song is Somebody. I never heard this song before, but let me listen to it with you folks.
No, I never had the nerve to tell you, so I'm saying it now.
Yep, we're just gonna move right along, but before that, I gotta play you guys some CITR Friends promo stuff. And I also gotta tell you, we're gonna be followed by a guest that's gonna play live for you guys here. He's gonna be in the studio soon. His name is Kyle Cardigan, a good friend of mine. He's usually around the local open mics, playing a bunch of tunes for people. Really, really nice fellow, really, really talented musician. So it'll be fun. He's going to play live for you guys. I know you guys are looking forward to it, because I am for sure.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Main Street area at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Flaming Angels Boutique, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl, and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or check us out online at citr.ca.
Get a wall. Can't you recall how we used to count the stars. Back to when we never thought we'd ever grow apart. We never thought we'd ever grow apart. Through the tall grass, he hears a voice he knows. It's calling him back, calling him home. Into the moonlight, he walks alone.
Cellophane, yeah, yeah. That's the name of the song is Cellophane. That's off the album The Left, Cycles. It's from The Left. The name of the album is Cycles. Cellophane. Well, we're just going to move right along again. The name of this album is The Holiday Crowd. No, the name of this album is Over the Bluffs from The Holiday Crowd. And the name of this song, it's a really good song. It's Never Speak of It Again. Here it goes, folks.
I wish were dead. I couldn't even lie. Well, it's no lie. You'd be the first. It crossed my mind many a time. Should anyone ask? And if anyone asks, shh, don't say a word.
Oh, never speak of it again. Oh, never speak of it again.
Once again, that was The Holiday Crowd. Off the album Over the Bluff's name of the song was Never Speak of It Again. Never Speak of It Again. Speak of what? I don't know. I wish I knew. Right now, my teeth hurts. Yeah, my teeth hurts. I don't know. I was thinking about going to a dentist today. Yeah, I probably should. Tell you why it hurts. You know, I'm one of those people who are addicted to candy, sweets, and all the other stuff. Sugar. Yeah, take way too much. Now I think it caught up with me. My teeth. I try to bite some stuff, even weak stuff, so stuff that's soft now. It's like, ah. I try to throw it to the other jaw. Yeah, I don't know. But, yeah, so the next song I'm going to play for you guys will be, what song? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by its toe. Which song will it be to be chosen next? It's going to be my friend, Caroline Mark. The name of the album is The Queen of Vancouver Island. And the name of the song is Nobody's. Nobody. Let's check this out. Let's check it out. I'm going to find out what it's all about.
Came to the show. Yeah, there was nobody in the front row. And when it was time to leave, what do you know? Nobody was ready to go. Nobody came and got me. I've been drinking, I guess nobody drove. Nobody held my hand when I got home. Nobody said hello. Nobody's always waiting for me. Nobody knows what I need. Nobody knows the troubles I've seen. I trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I am so in love with nobody. That's right. You know I got my own private line. When I need to talk, nobody's there. That time I drank too much wine. Which time? Nobody held back my hair. Nobody brings me flowers. Nobody will be here soon. And after nobody cooks me dinner in my room, I find nobody under the covers. Nobody's always waiting for me. Nobody knows what I need. Nobody knows the troubles I've seen. I trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I am so in love with nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect for me. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect for me. Nobody gives a shit. Nobody really cares. But nobody would totally call 911 if I fell down the stairs. I fall asleep in nobody's arms. And when I wake up, guess what? Nobody's still there. I am so in love with nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect for me. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's perfect for me. But don't go feeling sorry for me. I'm this nobody and I agree. It's kind of nice to know the answer to the question, is it just me? Nobody's always waiting for me. Nobody knows what I need. Nobody knows the troubles I've seen. I trust nobody and nobody trusts me. I am so in love with nobody's perfect. I am so in love with nobody's perfect. I am so in love with nobody. Came to the show, yeah, there was nobody in the front row. I don't know if I want to try. Casual observer off to the side. Ready now.
Well, folks. Those were three songs from Caroline Mock. And the name of the album was Queen of Vancouver Island. So I think if I actually met her and she was actually playing here, I'll call her Your Majesty. Welcome. Welcome to UBC. And I played three tracks off that album. The first one was Nobody's, and the next one was Melly's Book. And the last one was Not Like the Movies. Not Like the Movies. I'll tell you right now, we're in the studio with me right now is a special guest. Remember, I was telling you all about him. I'm going to let him introduce himself to you. And he's going to play live for you guys. Welcome.
Hey, Abraham. My name is Kyle Cardigan. And I'm not usually a morning person, but for my friend Abraham, one of four people who supports my music. Who likes my music? Yeah. Of course I'll be here. So.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm happy to be here.
Okay, yeah, thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot. So, like, I know, so you go around the Vancouver scene and you do a lot of open mics, right?
I try.
Yeah? And you're just trying to fine-tune your craft? You're trying to get better and better slowly?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you can always get better at what you want to do.
Yeah, right? So you do you play guitar? Is there any other music, any other instrument you play than guitar, or that's all?
I play a bit of bass and drums, but guitar is my forte.
Oh yeah, oh wow. I'll tell you about this. What started you? Did you as a kid you always wanted to be a musician, or like what? Like, what, tell us any inspiration. Like, did someone inspire you? Like, who? In fact, who are some of your favorite musicians out there, and local or global, you could say?
In terms of people who have really influenced me, it's mostly local. Probably, first and foremost, my grandpa. who played, I mean, rock and roll guitar. It inspired me a lot. And I really just picked it up because there was a guitar sitting around in the house and no one was using it. So I was like, you know, I think I'll try to learn it. And so I taught myself how to play guitar.
Oh, wow.
But, in terms of other people I admire, and especially locally, there's people like John Federico, who I play a lot with. You know him from open mics.
Yeah.
And he's a great bassist, a great songwriter. Sinead Sanders is another person I play with a lot, and she's an amazing singer, amazing songwriter. And just being around these people and going to open mics and hearing other artists just show what they have, it helps me to push myself to
get better. Eh?
Yeah.
Wow. But how long have you been performing and, like, you know?
I've probably been around the music scene, I guess, for 3 years now.
Yeah.
There was a time when I stopped performing for a long time. I finally dragged myself out there again. And
yeah, it's tough to, like, you know, force yourself to get back in it, right?
Yeah.
When you stop for a long time.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, that's why I try not to stop doing anything.
Yeah, and it was hard too because there's nothing that makes me feel more whole, more
jolly, happy. What?
More in tune with myself than music, because it's just what I do. It's what's important to me.
Oh.
And
it gets you happy for sure.
Yes.
So the Jolly Rancher wouldn't do the trick.
Hey, Jolly Ranchers are good. Jolly Ranchers are good. Don't knock that. I love that. I actually have a pack at home.
Okay. If you have a pack at home, why didn't you bring me some, my friend?
I'm sorry I let you down, Ibrahim.
Okay, no, it's okay. It's okay, my man. It's okay. But for sure you didn't let me down. Just for that you came to the show, arrived, like, you know, you're here this early. You know, some people don't even want to show up this early because so early. I don't blame them, too. If it was me, I'd be at home sleeping. You know, I'd be at home relaxing and taking it easy. But I decided to come for the show. And I'll tell you right now, we got Kyle Cardigan in the studio right now. He's going to play you some songs. What tunes would you like to play?
Well, this one's a birthday song. And
for the birthday people out there, folks.
Yes, for the birthday people. Notably for one Brendan, a coworker of mine, who is not telling us when his birthday is.
Tell him when his birthday is so he knows.
Yeah, tell me when your birthday is, Brendan.
Yeah, Brendan.
But this is for him and anyone else out there whose birthday it might be. So, yeah.
Yeah, let's listen, folks.
A smile on that wrinkled face of yours. After all, it's your special day. We're here to celebrate the day that you were born, and also your ongoing decay. You seem kind of grumpy, but I understand. Flaps around the sun and made you tired. Just keep trucking, there'll be plenty time to rest after your body has expired. Another spin around the sun, another year in the past. Your anger
yep, yep. I want to know how many people are out there having a piece of cake right now. I know I would. Yeah, you know what? Yeah, you could just probably play us like probably two more songs. Thanks, my man.
All right, well.
What's the next song?
The next one is, apparently there was a season premiere of a certain television show that people seem to be going crazy over, called The Walking Dead. I don't watch it myself, but people seem to like it. I was going to write some zombie novels myself, but then The Walking Dead came out. And I'm going to be like, oh, look at this guy stealing ideas from The Walking Dead.
Nah, you wouldn't steal ideas.
I wouldn't steal ideas, not like...
You're creative. I want to, you know, just ask you something right now. Like, how does it come, like, when you write the song, like, you know, you sit down and then it just goes off your head and then bam, 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 you have some terrific call work or like that.
There have been some rare occasions where I just sit down and
yeah, that's
comes
tough.
Out in like half an hour, but a lot of the times takes a lot of looking into myself and how I'm feeling and just getting in tune with that, because I like to write stuff that's relatable.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, for sure. That's the only way it sells, right? And that's the only way
to
communicate.
A part of me. I don't want to write something that's just...
generic.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. We don't like generic stuff here, folks. We don't like generic stuff. That's why we listened to Kyle Cardigan this morning, man. He's going to give us the most original stuff. Stuff that comes from him, so you know you're going to get the best stuff. Stuff from the heart, so you get to know the artist behind the work.
Yeah. And, yeah, this one is a public service announcement, I suppose you could say, or things to come, I suppose. And it's called Zombie Infestation.
Zombie Infestation.
The sun rises and the day begins the same way that it's always been. How are we to know today the dead would walk again? The streets are running with the rivers of red, and people shouting aim for the head. The air is filled with the cries for help from those left for dead. You'll want to get out alive, you'll have to put up a fight. Grab a chainsaw in your left and a shotgun in your right. Suckers get close enough to bite. It's a zombie infestation. We always knew that this day would come. Zombie infestation. So grab a boost again, have some fun. Stomach and friends by our side, and we're wondering how the hell we could have been so blind. But when they come a knocking uninvited, we'll only survive if we stand united. The hardest part is pretending I'm not excited. I've got
got a little advice for you. Well, you gotta shoot 'em in the head. Shoot 'em in the head, bang, bang, reload. Then shoot 'em in the head. Shoot 'em in the head. Shoot 'em in the head. Don't blink, don't blink. Just shoot 'em in the head. Shoot 'em in the head. Shoot 'em in the head, bang, bang, reload. Then shoot 'em in the head. Shoot 'em in the head. Shoot 'em in the head. Don't blink, don't blink.
Yes, yes, yes. I think that's what we're doing right now this early morning on Monday morning. I don't know if outside is still raining, but I think it is. And I think because Kyle is here, and I don't know if anyone's grabbing any boomstick, but for sure we're having fun here in the studio, and I believe people out there are having fun just as much as we are right now. But right now, we're going to switch on. Kyle, you still going to be here?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, hold on. I got to start to play some other stuff for you guys, but Kyle's still here. Kyle's still in the studio. He hasn't left, folks. He hasn't left. He's not going anywhere. I don't think he's going anywhere to grab any boomstick. Because the fun is right now in the studio.
Used to sit at home all day.
Used to sit at home all day.
Oh, letting my life a waste away.
So salacious. That's right. So salacious. Join Sprocket and Scuds One as they take you through the variations of electro, swing, hip-hop and alternative music. Every Sunday at 6 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
this is WK.
Well, folks, that's Foxy Shazam off the album The Church of Rock and Roll, and the name of the song was Holy Water. That's something I don't have right now with me. I had it yesterday with me because I was at church yesterday on Sunday. Although it was raining. Although it was raining yesterday, so I don't know. Like, the rain, if you think about it, right? Rain, it falls right from the sky. That's God in the cloud, in the sky, right? So probably all that rain, was that holy water? I don't know. Foxy Shazam got to come into the studio. Probably he'll play for us live, and he'll tell us all this. I don't know. But we're still here with my man, Kyle Cardigan, and he's still, you know, he hasn't left the building, so we get some more precious time with him. And so what's up, Kyle? You got other songs you want to play for us? You want to give the listeners something, like some treats?
Yeah, I suppose, like, since Halloween's coming up, it's kind of appropriately themed, next one. But,
Catch a question. Okay, I'll tell you about this, folks. I think I already talked about it earlier, but I'm going to expand on it more right now. My teeth is hurting, right? My teeth is hurting right now at the back molar, but near my wisdom teeth. Yes, it's close to it. And I think it's because I eat too much candy, and that's true. I have a candy, like this muffin, I could eat just like seconds. Like, you know, someone, a lovely, lovely person bought some muffins up here for me and Kyle. So I'll tell you right now, I could eat it like seconds, and that's just the way I am. Gone, none for you, listeners. Too bad you got to go to the store, I'm sorry to say. But these muffins just taste good, you know. By the time I know it's all gone. And it's the sugar and stuff, like, you know, I don't know. I don't think this one has that much sugar in it. It's like yesterday, this lady, she brought a cookie, and that was gone. All of a sudden, I just ate it fast. I think the sweetness of it just attacked my teeth, right? And now I want to ask my good friend Carl, what's your favorite candy? Since Halloween's coming up, which one? You like Jolly Ranchers get you all happy all the time? you start dancing up in the morning? Like, what's your favorite?
I don't know. Like, lately, I've been impartial to Coffee Crisp.
Coffee Crisp is my favorite too. No way.
Lately, and I don't drink coffee. I'm weird. I don't drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee too. That's why I love this guy. I think I found my half brother, my other half. Well, you don't drink coffee at all?
No, I've never acquired a taste for it.
I never drank coffee in my life. You know what? I tell you, folks. Now, you guys are driving. I don't know. Some of you guys are at work. Some of you guys saying this guy is cuckoo. Well, I think I am sometimes, but...
I know that I am.
So yeah. No, that's the only way you can produce great material. That's the only way you can produce original stuff, original thoughtful stuff, you know? But I'll tell you right now, I don't drink coffee at all. I never drank coffee. I don't know. I tell you why, the smell. You know that smell of it?
Yeah.
I can't stand that smell. I can't stand a lot of smell. That's why I don't do a lot of stuff. If it doesn't smell, if it's something, it's too strong for me, you know? I think because, you know, when I was a kid, I had all type of problem breathing. So any a bunch of smoke, I gotta run. But I never knew. You don't drink coffee too?
No, I don't drink coffee.
Wow.
Yeah.
And your favorite candy is Coffee Crisps? Candy bar.
Right now it is.
Coffee Crisps. Yeah, me too. What did it used to be?
Oh, it varies. Crispy Butterfinger. Crunch.
Butterfinger. I used to like Butterfinger. Oh my God, man. I'm starting to like this guy even more and more and more and more. Folks, this is why we like him. Although he comes here and this morning to play us some tunes, now I'm still in love him because he's almost similar like me too. But like you like Butterfinger, like Homer Simpson like that one. You remember the Simpson? I think Bart. He's running around. Butterfinger. Bart, give me my Butterfinger. I would like it too. Yeah? We're only beginning. I know right now it's 8:35. You're listening to UBC Station in Vancouver, 109.5 FM. But yeah. Tell us more. Coffee Crisps. What else? Mr. Big, you like Mr. Big?
That's all right.
That's all right, too.
If it's there and there's nothing else,
If it's there, it's like all the candy bars in the world. If it's there, okay, let me try some. But, but I tell you right now, my landlord, I hang out with him sometimes. I also help him out. And he likes Mr. Big. Yeah, he likes Mr. Big. I've never been a big fan of Mr. Big. I've never been a big fan of Mr. Big, but I'm a big fan of Coffee Crisps. You know, Coffee Crisps are, I don't know what else, other ones I really, really like out there. You know, O'Henry's not bad. I think I even like it more if my name was O'Henry. What about Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
Oh, yeah, those are...
Oh, my God, man. You say enough of those. I start dancing. I start, you know, those stuff makes me happy, but not as jolly as Jolly Rancher does that trick. You know,
the Reese's peanut butter cups are always a good go-to when they're in the vending machine at work. It actually makes it worthwhile to come to work.
Oh my God! Now you got me wanting to come to your workplace. Probably get a job there too. So, and it.
I don't know. I think it's safe to stick to stick to the radio. But yeah, it's a yeah. Reese's peanut butter cups are probably the thing I always go to. I like right now. I say I like Coffee Crisp, but I always go back to Reese's peanut butter cups.
Oh yeah.
There's always room for peanut butter cups.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. There's always room for peanut butter cups. Yep, yep. I think they gotta make those cups bigger, just bigger, so it could serve my appetite. So, well. Okay, what other songs would you like to play for us, the lovely Kyle, my good friend?
Well, this one goes out to anybody who's been affected by the whole Twilight sensation that's been going on.
Yeah, that's
and it's really really dedicated to all the real vampires and real
hardcore
real,
fans out
real
there.
Monsters out there.
And, yep.
It's I'll play it for you.
Let's listen in, folks.
And I need something to drink. And that girl over there will do the trick I see. I show my fangs, but she doesn't show any fear. She doesn't try to run away, she just whispers in my ear. Hey, Mr. Vampire, why don't you sit next to me? I've read all the books and I know we're meant to be. So nibble on my neck and we'll live eternally. But I wish that things would go back to the way they used to be. The moon is full and I'm hungry like a wolf. And that girl over there's about to get engulfed. I show my claws as I howl at the moon. She doesn't scream, she doesn't cry, she just bats her eyes and swoons. Hey, Mr. Werewolf, why don't you sit next to me? I've read all the books and I know we're meant to be. So nibble on my neck and I'll contract lycanthropy. But I wish that things would go back to the way they used to be. They used to fear us, never come near us. They see us come and they turn and run. But now they vex us, they wanna sex us. Being a monster just ain't no fun. They used to fear us, never come near us. They see us come and they turn and run. But now they vex us, cause they wanna sex us. Being a monster just ain't no fun. That there's a book that just about made me hurl by a sparkly vampire and a ditzy little girl. So now I know if we want to change this course
and resume our reign of terror. We better go to the source. Hey, Mrs. Meyer, why don't you sit next to me? Werewolves are cuddly and vampires are sparkly. We'll nibble on your neck and I don't know, but we'll see. But maybe things will go back to the way that they should be.
Wow, 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 that's Kyle Cardigan. Yeah, wow, wow. Well, he's not leaving, folks. Let me just go play something and then we'll get right back to him. But he's not stepping out here. In fact, I just bolted the door, so we make sure he stays, he's locked in here so we can still spend some more time with him before the show ends.
Last night, I left the bar. I was thirsty. And I don't drink wine. I was desperate. I needed blood. I turned to the only place I could. The only place that could possibly help me.
Hello, Canadian Blood Services.
Hello. I need some blood. A, positive or negative, it doesn't matter.
I'm sorry, we're all out of A positive and negative. Would you like some O instead?
No. No, that won't do. Thank you. Good night. Save me. Save yourself. Give blood. Voluntarily.
This message was brought to you courtesy of the Canadian Blood Services and CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Yeah. Well, folks, that was, again, that was off the album Elizabeth, off the album Whores and Liabilities, and it was from Elizabeth Hazards. And the three songs was that was played is it was Death of Plato, These Lines Are Drawn in Black, and Columns and Arrows. Wow. Well,
CITR 101.9 and Union Events are proud to be showcasing several excellent punk bands at the Vogue Theater this October 18th. They've got the unlimited creative and passionate Less Than Jake. They've got the infectious hyperkinetic Real Big Fish. And to top it off, they're unleashing Flatfoot 56, a band re-energizing the Celtic roots of hardcore punk. Tickets are available online at thevoguetheater.com for $28.50. So don't miss your chance to dance this October 18th at the Vogue Theater. It's going to be sick.
Yeah, folks, yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Yeah, the theater. And no. Some people are probably thinking they're driving and saying, is he still in the building? Is he still in the studio with you? Yes, he is. Kyle has not gone anywhere. Have you, Kyle?
No, you bolted the door, Abraham.
Very strongly, folks. Very strong. I bolted the door. They're so sturdy. No one could open it up. Even Superman had trouble. You know what? I was thinking too. Like, when you were a kid, right? Because, you know, Halloween's coming up, too. What did you dress up as? Like, I love Superman. I still love Superman right now. I was thinking, like, what does Superman dress up as on Halloween?
Yeah. I don't know, Abraham.
I don't know. Clark Kent? Wonder Woman? You wonder if she's a woman. Or even Batman. What is it? Or, like, you know, or Spider-Man? Or, like... I don't know, all these funny, like, but what did you dress up as? What costume did you like?
I actually didn't go out and dress up that much.
Oh, no?
When I was younger.
Yeah?
But,
You said that much. Then do you remember one that you actually did? You dressed up as Kermit the Frog because you're wearing a funny Kermit, a frog t-shirt right now.
I am wearing a Kermit the Frog t-shirt. I never went as him, no. I don't think so. I don't think I ever went intentionally as Kermit the Frog.
Oh, yeah?
But, no, I really can't recall anything I went as for Halloween.
It's, yeah?
I knew that candy was on sale.
Oh, so yeah. I'd go out and buy candy. I like that. Candy was on sale. But you know what? What came into my head right now when he said candy was on sale, I think just knocking on people's door was on sale because it was $0. That's what I thought about now.
I was always in the neighborhood where you always get the raisins. So you end up with a big bag of raisins and no candy.
Oh, yeah? Wow, you was actually no candy. You see, I was in a neighborhood like that, folks, and guess what I told my mother to do? I said, Mom, I'm packing up myself, we're moving. I said, that's it, man. I can't take him off. Please get out of here, man. This is not, you know, I know for sure I was not born to live in a neighborhood like that. I got to go find the one where to give the coffee crisps, peanut butter and peanut butter cups, but massive mega ones. Where you have trouble just carrying it home on your little red wagon. It breaks the wagon down. You gotta stop by like a car shop or auto shop so they fix the wagon. And while they're at it, you give them a little. You don't even pay them cash. You just pay them a bunch of chocolate money. Here it is, folks. The chocolate money. Those chocolate coins. That would be really good. That's how you pay them for fixing up your thing. But, Wow, it's good. I'll tell you right now, you're listening to CIT on 101.9 FM here at UBC Vancouver. Do you got any other songs you would like to play us?
Yeah, I'll play one more. This one's less of a goofy nature compared to the other ones I've played, I suppose. But, it's a bit more personal. A lot of the songs I write, I suppose, are... always have a bit of a geeky kind of undertone to it.
Is that the type of person you are a bit? Like,
oh yeah, it absolutely is.
For sure, you see.
That's the thing, because I only write what I know about myself.
That's good.
It just has to pass through that layer of geeky, and it just ends up being in most of my songs, and this is one of the ones that just kind of got away with not being geeky at all or having any references to like pop culture or anything.
Oh, wow, wow. Then you got me excited to listen to it, and I think you got the listeners excited.
And I think it's appropriate because, metaphorically, rather, it's not quite light out, I don't think. So, it's a song called Chasing Dawn. I've lost my direction. I wander, and every move I make may lead to redemption or destruction. That's a risk I have to take. My crime is treason. Brought to me this shame, and I look for the reasons that the gallows have yet to call my name, have yet to call my name. I used to see everything so clearly. Night that's never ending, will I be forever chasing dawn? I look in the mirror, my reflection is muddy. Is that a knight in shining armor, or a monster, a demon that I fear, a demon that I fear? I used to see everything so clearly. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Kyle Cardigan. I think we're done. I don't want to go over the show. I think we're pretty much done the show. But before I leave, I just want to say, from behalf of the listeners out there and me for sure, and everyone else who are, you know, so interested, happy to be able to tune in this morning. Thanks so much for showing up. But before you leave, can you just tell people, like, how do they get a hold of your music and your stuff?
Well, I have a SoundCloud page. If you just type in Kyle Cardigan into Google, I'm sure you can find it. I'm also on Twitter if you want to follow me on there. And, yeah.
Thanks so much.
No, thank you.
Yeah, it's, no, thanks so much. Yeah, CITR 101.9 FM. You was listening to the show Toss Got Some Donuts. See you guys next week. DJ Abraham will be here too.
Standing in the doorway, waiting for an answer. You would believe anything I said. The good times are so fleeting, innocence deceiving. You had no idea what lay ahead, and the light fell in color everywhere. You couldn't see the shadows, but they were there. The lake looks calm in the early morning dawn, and no one gets across without the fair. Fading, but the band kept on playing. What once worked so well, so hard to let go. Standing in the doorway, you still wait for me.